Hello everyone, I'm George Milan. Thanks for coming to watch my video. This is about Armenia, how it's leaving Russia's political orbit. This is a story that's been going on for several years, and it's just kicked up a gear by Yerevan hosting the European political community. Remember, the European political community was established shortly after the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine began in February 2022. And so the European political community invites all countries in Europe to join, and its broadest definition, except Russia and Belarus. So those two are in the doghouse. It allows Turkey in, and of course it's debated whether Turkey is part of Europe or not. And they've agreed that their annual summit will alternate between a European country, European Union country, and a non-European Union country, because of course Europe and the European Union are not the same thing. Because Europe, in its broadest definition, is about 54 countries, the European Union is 27 of them. I'm sorry, it's 47 in Europe and 27 in the EU. So it's been in the United Kingdom, for example, which is, of course, not an EU country. And so they're all coming to Armenia right now. And so their Prime Minister, Nikol Pashinyan, has been there since that, bloodless revolution. My goodness, has it 8 years ago now? So Prime Minister Pashinyan, leader of that My Step Alliance, a former journalist, and he's not your typical former Soviet prime minister or president. You know, he's not an oligarch. He doesn't come out of the state security apparatus or anything like that. So, of course, he's a fluent speaker of Russian as well as Armenian and English. And Armenia is a former Soviet country of only 3 million people, bordering Azerbaijan, Turkey, Iran, and Georgia. So we see they were at war against Azerbaijan not so many years ago, and they lost. Turkey and Azerbaijan are almost the same nation. A lot of bad blood with Turkey because of the Armenian genocide of 1915. But Trump's diplomacy appears to be working. Obviously, we're just worried that the Armenians be lulled into this false sense of security and then attacked. But anyway, there's that trade corridor to connect the major portion of Azerbaijan to Nagorno-Karabakh, the Azerbaijani exclave, and allow trade between Armenia and Turkey and so on. So, you know, Armenia is not a wealthy country. It's almost bereft of natural resources. It's landlocked. It was very dependent on Russia. And, of course, as part of the Persian Empire for centuries, under the Treaty of Turkmenchai in 1828, given to the Russian Empire, Russia, the only ones who could save them from their Muslim neighbors with whom they were often fighting. The Armenia being the first officially Christian country in the world. So over 30 European leaders are there today. And the Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney. And there's even talk, will Canada try to join the European Union? There's also a bilateral summit between Armenia and the European Union. Therefore, the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, is there, and the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa. But Armenia is in a difficult position because, you know, Russia's the biggest trade partner. They need a lot of Russian oil and gas. They've got a nuclear power station. It's very difficult for them to operate that, to renovate that without Russian assistance and so forth. Armenia gets Russian energy at a knockdown price. Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, he visited Moscow on the 1st of April, and Putin publicly underlined that point, of the subtext being, if you don't do what you're told, we will cut off your gas supply. So that is a major difference between the market price and what the Armenians pay. And they've been really suffering. They couldn't get that. They're part of Russia's Collective Security Treaty Organization, that military alliance. But, you know, Russia didn't help them when Azerbaijan attacked. Azerbaijan took back Nagorno-Karabakh, and legally it's theirs. But then they attacked what some places which are legally Armenian. And Russia didn't help because Azerbaijan's too important, didn't want to alienate them. That's it. And of course, some Azerbaijanis taken, Armenians taken prisoner, held by Azerbaijan, still haven't been released. There was a European Union monitoring mission there on the border between them. You might say that was fairly ineffective as well. So the European Union trying to broker peace between Armenia and Azerbaijan, made a permanent peace. So far, this uneasy peace is holding that Trump route for international peace and prosperity, providing connectivity there. Armenia had a fairly cordial relationship with Iran because they, of their four neighbors, they were like enemies of two of them. They were enemies of three of them. Now they're having to distance themselves from Iran. And Georgia, the only country with whom they had good relations, their immediate neighbors. And obviously really needed that. as a route to export goods, to import goods, and so on. Okay, so goodness. Now, Azerbaijan is increasingly confidence flexing its muscles. It's got this oil and gas wealth, and it knows that Russia is no mood to pressurize them. Russia needs all the friends it can get. Azerbaijan's been neutral in this Ukraine war and so on. So Russia's obviously not happy with Armenia drawing increasingly close to the European Union. Some Armenians are saying, should we apply it for a European Union candidate member status? Even they get it, which is questionable, they wouldn't be a full member of the European Union for 20 years, I would think. Have to make sure that there's genuine democracy, that's prosperous enough, that nobody's going to veto them, things that they would need big subsidies. Anyway, the European Union is sending teams to help Armenia combat cyber propaganda. There's no sort of electoral interference from Russia. Previously, there were some Armenians who had this canine loyalty to Moscow, but you know, it's very difficult to argue that's a wise thing when Russia's let them down so badly. Goodness. So anyway, Russia saying we've got to have free speech in Armenia, which is a bit rich considering Russia's blocked all these Western platforms, is shutting down the internet and stuff like that. So Armenia is also a member of the Eurasian Economic Union, which was founded in 2011 as Russia's answer to the EU, like a trade bloc, but it hasn't materialized into what you might hope. And there's still a lot of exceptions and their regulations not completely aligned. There's still a lot of paperwork. It's still very difficult to trade between these EU countries. So, of course, if you join the European Union, you're out of the Eurasian Economic Community. But maybe Armenia would consider that very worth it, and so on. So Russia's obviously tried to punish Armenia. They banned the importation of Armenian mineral water, and they'll say it's because of health reasons. They always do this thing. They make up some spurious ground as to penalize them, to remind them we can hurt you economically if you don't do what I want. So people are increasingly Europhile in Armenia. They've seen how well Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia have done by joining the European Union. These are former Soviet countries. Would they even want to join NATO? Russia would really dislike that one. Russia's got military bases there and even had border guards inside Yerevan airport till recently. And Russia was to patrol the Armenian border with Turkey, partly to make sure the Turks didn't attack, Turkey being a NATO country, and so on. It shows how Russia's sway is diminished in the world. And this is meant to be, this conquest of Ukraine was meant to be aggrandizing Russia, not leading to a diminution of its might and influence. Goodness. So, well, obviously, the Armenians are entitled to determine their own future. Now, I'm very critical of the European Union, but it's not evil. And, if you had to choose between being a satrapy of Russia during the European Union, I would definitely plump for the latter. What do you think? Well, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.